story of mirth and more. Mirth shows signs of falling for the suave gambler Duke Sandfield. Perhaps Mirth is merely grateful for his help in having Spike Duffy tell the newspapers that she had nothing to do with the murder of his brother, Harry Duffy. Jack Arnold has warned Mirth that her continued interest in Sandfield would mean trouble. In just a moment, we'll see what happens in today's episode of The Story of Mirth and Mars. Days have gone by. Let's go up to Mert and Margie's apartment. It's mid-morning. The girls have just had their breakfast. Margie is talking.
Mert, will you tell me something?
What, dear?
Do you really like Mr. Sandfield?
Well, I don't know whether I do or not. The fact that he's a gambler lets him out as far as I'm concerned. But if he were in some decent line of work, I think I could like the man pretty well. He has a most charming manner and respect for women, regardless of his profession.
Do you remember what you said to me one time?
What was that, Margie?
When the right man comes along, it won't matter whether he's a millionaire or a ditch digger, but I'd think and act automatically.
Well, don't worry about me, little Margie. I'll do a lot of thinking before I fall for any man again. So let's put Mr. Sandfield out of our minds. We've got other things to think about. I'm wondering if we're going to be bothered by those Houston mugs again.
I am, too. Remember what Jimmy said about overhearing him talking about you and me being mixed up with the Duffy gang?
Seems funny that Jack Arnold doesn't round up this Pete and Belden instead of concentrating on Spike Duffy.
I suppose it was on account of your disappearance and because they were on the hunt for Jimmy.
I wonder if Jack's heard from Jimmy.
Those shots we heard the night he went down the fire escape must have been the backfire of an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mr. Arnold and his men looked all around the place that night and couldn't find any trace of Jimmy. And the policeman who was standing down at the head of the alley said he hadn't heard any shots.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Oh, good morning, Jack. Yes, all right. Oh, is that so? No, everything seems quiet on the Western Front this morning. Oh, you did? Well, where is he? I'll have Margie write that down, Jack. Oh, Margie, Jack got a telegram from Jimmy.
Oh, I'm so glad. That he's okay?
Yes, he's in Albany. Here's the address. 106 Davis Street.
Oh, 106 Davis Street. I'll write that down. Mm-hmm. Here's a pencil. I'll write it on the telephone pad.
Hello, Jack. Margie's writing the address down. Oh, you are? Well, when will you be back? Oh, tomorrow. All right. Here she is. Margie, Jack says he has something to tell you.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Mr. Arnold. Yes, it is. Oh, have you? Oh, I'm so happy about it, Mr. Arnold. Wait until I tell Myrtle. Oh, Myrtle, Mr. Arnold says he's got my decree of adoption. Good.
How do you wait till I mother about it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've the papers and everything all ready. Oh, all right, Mr. Arnold. Washington tomorrow. Oh, all right. Yes, I'll tell her. No, we won't. Oh, and thank you again so much. Goodbye. Mr. Arnold's going to Washington. He'll be back tomorrow.
So he told me, dear.
Oh, Myrtle, isn't that wonderful about the decree?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm really Marguerite Minter with a father and mother all to myself.
That's wonderful, Margie.
Oh, Myrtle, Mr. Arnold said for us not to leave the house until showtime.
Oh.
And if anybody phones us, we're not to answer any questions. I'm going to sit right down and write to Mother. Gosh, Mother has no idea what's been going on the last few weeks. I've been telling her that Jimmy was all right and that we've been fine. I guess I'll just tell her that Jimmy's gone to Albany to work or something like that. What shall I tell her, Myrtle?
Oh, use your own judgment, dear.
Where's the ink?
Right under your nose there.
Okay. Well, now I'll get at this letter right away.
Oh, I'm going downstairs to the food shop to get something to eat in the house. We're just about out of everything.
We're not supposed to go out of the building. But, Myrtle, will you get me a box of face powder in the drugstore?
Yes, and nobody's going to bother me if I get some magazines up in the middle of the block of the stationery store.
And I guess I'll leave some dresses at the cleaner's.
Oh, say, will you get me some stamps, Myrtle? Then Ben can mail my letter for me when I get it finished.
All right. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Get 10 cents worth of dog meat for Jackie.
Before you think of anything else, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say, Milton, get back here quick. There's that dame.
Which one?
That spear dame. She's going out.
The other one must be alone. We'll go in and sweep that little dame.
Oh, let's wait until the elevator goes down.
Okay.
Hello, Ben. Take me down, please.
That spare girl probably gone at least 10 or 15 minutes. Looked like she was going shopping or something.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have come in here. We ought to get those two off someplace by themselves.
What's the matter with you, Belden? Losing your nerve?
Hey, you know what happened to us the other day? That taxi driver stuck a gat right in our ribs.
I wonder who that guy was.
Probably a copper in disguise. Funny he didn't try to arrest us. Just told us to beat it and stay away from here.
I didn't see him hanging around any place outside this morning.
Well, we got to get a line on Spike Duffy. And also find out where that mentor guy is.
Come on. Here we are. Don't ring the buzzer.
Okay.
Turn the knob. We'll see if the door's open.
Is that you, Myrtle? Did you forget your key? Just a minute. I'm coming.
Relax, kid. We ain't gonna hurt you. We just want to ask you a few questions.
Where did the other dame go? Hurry up and tell us.
She just went down to the drugstore and she'll be right back. You better get out of here.
Yeah, we'll just wait until she gets back, too. We want to talk to her as well as you.
And when she comes in, you won't open your mouth, baby. If you do...
What do you want with me?
We want a little information, sister.
What about?
Where is Jimmy Minter? Hidden up here?
No, he's not here.
Well, he was trailed to this place the other night. He came through the front entrance, but he didn't go in. Then he went around the side and went into the drugstore. We waited outside for him. And when he didn't come out, we went in after him, but he wasn't there. The clerk said he went out the back entrance to the alleyway. Did he come up? And if he did, how did he get up here?
He didn't come up here, and I don't know where he is.
Say, sister, you'd better know where he is. He's the guy that bumped off Harry Duffy.
Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Jimmy wouldn't hurt anybody.
Well, we got the goods on him.
Well, you know he didn't. You're just trying to frame him, that's all.
Come on, you... I want you to tell me about this spear dame. What she's doing hanging around with Spike Duffy's outfit.
Oh, you let go of me! We don't know anything about Spike Duffy. I never saw Mr. Duffy.
Mr. Duffy? That's funny.
Chances are this spear dame is Spike Small and knows plenty.
Oh, I tell you, Myrtle doesn't know anything about them.
Well, then how does it come that she disappeared that time with Spike's brother, Harry?
I don't know anything about that either. And Spike Duffy told the newspapers that Myrtle didn't know anything about his brother.
You're lying, kid. Now, you sit down in that chair and tell us what you know.
I don't know anything about it.
That brother of yours was on the spot once. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't. What for?
For squealing on Houston to the cops about our black market stuff. He was the guy who was responsible for the raid on the Red Rooster.
Oh, no, he wasn't. He didn't know anything about it.
He's the guy who spilled the whole works to Arnold and the chief.
Oh, can't you let me alone? I don't know anything about it at all.
Listen, kid, we're not going to bump Jimmy Minter off. All we want to know is what he knows about this Duffy bunch. They're in town here for no good reason. Some of them have been hanging around the Red Rooster, and we want to know what their game is.
Well, how should I know anything about it? I don't know anything about racketeers. I work in a show.
A lot of you dames know plenty besides how to dance.
You better get out of here. Myrtle will be back here in a minute.
Yeah? Well, we're just waiting for that dame. She can probably give us a real dope. Let me tell you something, sister. If we find that brother of yours has been double-crossing us again, he's going to be pushing up the daisies before long. So now you better spill it. Tell us where he is. Because we'll find him whether you do or not.
I tell you, I don't know where he is. I wouldn't tell you if I did.
Well, can you beat that? A real tough character. Maybe we ought to get tough, too.
I don't want to hurt you, kid, but you better tell us where Minter is. Cut that, kid, or I'll let you have it.
Say, Belden, look at this. What's this on the desk? Looks like a letter.
You let that alone. That's my letter.
Sure, the kid's been writing a letter to her mother. Listen to this. My darling mother.
Now, cut the comedy, Pete. We got no time to fool around.
Yeah, but listen here. I just got the most wonderful news. Mr. Arnold, that's our friend, the assistant district attorney, just told me that my decree of adoption is all signed, and I'm going to be your own little girl, Margaret Minter. Now, get this, Belden. Yeah. Jimmy has gone to Albany to work. His address is 106 Davis Street. That's all we want to know. Let go of her, Belden. Goodbye, sister. We'll be seeing you.
The Houston gangsters know where Jimmy Minter is, and they won't lose any time getting after him. Will the mobsters catch up with Jimmy? And what has happened to Duke Sandfield's man, Slim, who was supposed to be guarding the girl? Be sure to listen to the next exciting episode of our story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.